I have to utilize what I have, right? Because I don't want to keep firing my flash, because first of all, that's annoying. To everybody, it's a little bit distracting. You know, I can fire it off a couple times if I have something specific that I'm going for. But if I'm shooting the person on stage, I'm utilizing the spotlight. Thank goodness you guys lighted it so well. I love it. But also, I like to use it in unique ways. There's other, like, up lights that you have and other things on the stage. And then using the lights that light the people when they're talking, but then be behind them and then use them as an interesting source to get more dramatic.
Welcome to the Who You Know Show, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. We're super excited to be here today at Video Marketing World 2022, and this episode is brought to you by Real News PR, and I'm super excited for our guest today. We've got Lene Renstrom in the house.
What up?
And you have been rocking it all day here at Video Marketing World, and I got to give you some credits. Some credits where credits is due. You took a picture of me last year when I was emceeing, and it is fire. I just got to say, it was so cool.
How was it again?
It was fire.
Awesome.
It was fire. No, for real. It was fire power.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, no. So no,
that's my favorite.
I have a picture that you took. I'm on stage, mm-hmm. And I'm shooting off the money guns, and it's like slow motion.
It was pretty fantastic.
No, it's an epic picture. I use it like pretty much for everything.
That
so
makes me happy.
Thank
Are we
you.
Friends on Facebook? Because I'd like to see that.
We need to be. We are now.
I geek out just a little bit. I'm like, hee, I took that picture.
You take the
I
pictures.
Get
you do really, really good.
I did that.
And like, I just felt like the colors, the depth, the lighting. Like, I really haven't seen photos done like that. So
really?
No, I'm serious. For seriously.
Thank you.
You
I
do
appreciate that.
You do great work.
Work really hard.
So talk to me about that. When did you get into photography? And then maybe what did you do prior to that? Because this is your passion, right? You enjoy this?
I adore it.
Yeah.
I'm also an artist as well. So, you know, kind of that's how I kind of got into it, because I came from a long family of artists, oil painters.
Okay.
To be specific. And so in high school, you know, I was learning that. And what I learned is when you're working from an image that's not your own, you have to change it 20%. Otherwise, it's just copy work.
Oh.
So I was like, I need to learn how to take pictures better. So that's what I did.
To take pictures.
Yes. So I did. But I ended up getting an internship with a commercial photographer.
Okay.
And that was during the year, the 2002. Olympics.
Oh.
And I lived in Utah.
Whoa,
and they were
you did the Olympics?
Let me explain.
Okay. let me go back.
Yeah, I didn't do any of the event things, but he became my boss, and he was commissioned by American Express.
Okay.
And they flew in all their multi-billion dollar clients in, and our job was to follow them around at the different venues and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was at the Stein Erickson Lodge in Park City and doing all these amazing things like snowboarding and snowmobiling and following them around, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to do this for
my
life.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's where my love of events came from. And, you know, since then, I've done weddings. I've done, you know, I worked for a studio for like 4 years.
Are weddings fun? Or?
There are aspects of weddings that I absolutely adore.
What is you love?
I love details.
What is you love?
What is I love?
What is you love?
I love working with the bride. I love unexpected emotional moments.
Okay.
I love working with the bride and the groom. I'm not as fond of certain aspects and certain behaviors that come from certain people.
Ooh,
and
so you're catching, you're getting the behind the scenes. Are you seeing some?
It's not the funnest.
No, you're seeing some stuff. You're
it's
like,
not my
oh,
jam.
That's
I mean,
gross.
And I've done it a long time, and I do love people. I love people. I love you. But, you know, weddings are a very, very high stress situation that I'd rather somebody else that it's their jam. It's
Why
not
do you
quite
think that
jam.
Is? Let's dig into this, because I'm not married. I have a girlfriend. We've been together a long time. I'm not married. And but why do you think that it's so high freaking stress? So much pressure.
I think because we live in a society where we drop hundreds of thousands of dollars on a wedding.
Mm.
And we want every single thing to go right.
Yeah.
But I love that COVID kind of halted that in a little bit, and yeah, people were suddenly okay with having very intimate weddings.
Zoom weddings. Yeah.
Yes. No, but anyway, I think weddings are lovely events. I'm
sure.
I'm just good without doing them.
I'm okay not spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm not about that life. That's just not not gonna do that. But yeah, I think it could be a little bit of high pressure, high stress for one day. That seems.
Yeah, there's a lot of expectations that people have, and when they don't go that way, then they're like, blah, I don't know how to handle my anxiety.
Well, and I think it's also, it goes back to the views and opinions of others, right? And it's like, you're putting on this big show and this big, you know, thing, but you're doing it for everyone else, right? I mean, because you want to be, like, viewed as the princess or the prince.
And you want perfection.
And you want everybody to see you in this glory. And it's like, I don't know, I've dropped that a long time ago where I don't really care what people think about me. I don't care. I just don't care.
You know, if it all comes down to it, what's the most important thing? You're making a commitment to somebody else.
Yeah. Anyway, so we could go down that rabbit hole. But okay, so you did the weddings. What else? What other type? You did the Olympic stuff, and then you started getting into events.
So I worked at a studio, and I worked on portraiture for a long time. So like for 4 years, I honed my craft there. I absolutely love studio light and manipulating the light and being able to get everything and anything I ever wanted.
That was that shot that you took of me. I really feel like the lighting, of course, we're in there on stage, and so they've got lighting already, and the lighting of that you captured, I mean, and it's one thing to have lighting, it's another thing to capture it the way you captured it. You captured the lighting and the way the money was coming out, and just beautiful shot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I do... I do say that light is my paintbrush, and light is everything to me, which is why I have Illuminated by Linnea. That's my business name. My name actually means light.
Okay.
So, and what I do is I pull the light. I shine my light so that your light shines.
I freaking love that. I'm going to give you a mic drop for that.
What?
Like, it all makes sense now. Like this. Okay. So you're not just a photographer. Like, you are a niche photographer. You are a light capturer.
Yeah.
Like light manipulator, light.
Light, and then the light within.
Within.
And bringing it out so that whatever the circumstance, whether it's a senior, a family, or event, or business branding, which is what I absolutely adore, you know, capturing who you really are.
Yeah.
And when I do that, then that puts you in front of.
In a new light.
Your ideal clients, your people.
Yeah.
And then does your business proper? Yes, it does, because you're not fake, because you're your real self, and being authentic with people is very important. And a lot of times, I think everybody has done this. I mean, that is a business person and has to get a stupid headshot, and they're just like, you know, and they're like, I guess this works, and I'll
use this.
That's
my headshot. Look behind you. There it is.
I know. I don't like.
I'm like.
It. I'm sorry. I really don't.
Well, I was doing like YouTube stuff, you know.
I know.
Pointing at things. No, you don't like.
That's not your real smile. And I'll tell you why. Okay.
Oh, well, that's my like, my YouTube thumbnails. Like.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
So you know that there's a part in the brain, and maybe you can think about this. Here's a power tip for you, okay?
Okay.
So there's two parts of the brain. So when somebody says smile, okay, smile, yeah. That fires in a different part of your brain. Versus when you're genuinely excited or happy or a memory that just, you know, brings joy. That's a fake one. All of a sudden, it fires in that part of the brain, and that's why people are like, "Don't do your fake smile."
Right.
You know, do your real smile. Well, that's one of the things that I understand and I can get from people, getting the real you. So.
Well, and I appreciate that. I mean, I think that actually, so there's another, and you can't see it right now because it's kind of around the corner. There's another shot over there.
The cutout.
Yeah. That was actually a genuine smile.
No, it was, and I like that one.
Yeah, that I like that picture better, too.
Yeah.
It was a genuine, I was just getting captured in the moment. Somebody was filming me in the moment.
Captured in the moment.
I was captured in the moment.
Yep.
But I do love, and I want to dig a little bit deeper into the light because that's your niche, that's your specialty, and you are really, really good at it. And it's all making sense now. That's why the name of your business, Illuminated by Lene.
Yeah, it's kind of a mouthful, but I didn't, you know, since I'm an artist too, I needed to have something that didn't have photography in it because I paint and
yeah,
you know, I do a lot of things, but it's all light related.
Well, okay, so talk to me about that. What are some of the techniques when you're capturing, like, okay, so in video marketing world in there, it's a kind of a darker room, but they have some of these, you know, backshadow lights and stuff like that. But what about, like, in a room? Like, I've got some of your pictures on your card that are, like, super white, super bright.
The high key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do for that? I don't know anything about this stuff. You're going to have to tell me.
Okay. So there's a lot of different situations. We'll just go with the one in there.
Yeah, okay.
So I have to utilize what I have, right? Because I don't want to keep firing my flash because, first of all, that's annoying. To everybody, it's a little bit distracting. You know, I can fire it off a couple times if I have something specific that I'm going for. But if I'm shooting the person on stage, I'm utilizing the spotlights. Thank goodness you guys lighted it so well. I love it. But also, I like to use it in unique ways. There's other, like, up lights that you have and other things on the stage. And then using the lights that light the people when they're talking, but then be behind them and then use them as an interesting source to get more dramatic.
Like the shadows and the, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, the depth. And
here's a fun art word for you. Chiaroscuro.
Whoa, say that again.
Chiaroscuro.
Oh, man. Hold on. Chiaroscuro. Nope. Sorry, my bad.
No. It just means that's fancy. You know, people that want to be fancy will use that word, but it's just mean the play of dark and light.
Nice. The play of dark and light. Mm-hmm. I like that. This is very, very interesting. Okay. So where can people find you and get connected with everything that you do?
You can. Okay. Funny story. I do have Instagram, but I don't. I haven't connected with that. However, if you go to Facebook, mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook for my photography, which is Illuminated by Lene. I'm also on there for just my art, my watercolors, and that's Lene S. Renstrom Art. And you can look me up there. I also have a website.
Do you do any video or anything like that? We are at Video Marketing World.
That's, so that's a mouthful. I don't do video for other people.
Got it.
But I'm at Video Marketing World, and I'm going to start my own YouTube channel. And
oh, okay.
I actually have one video. I'm an infant. I haven't been born yet in my video making situation. But I'm going to be documenting the things that I do now. Have a YouTube channel.
You should, because, like, I'm looking at your equipment over here. We should have brought this whole. Actually, you know, I'm going to do that. Hold on.
Yeah.
So I have a Canon M50 mirrorless whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Is it okay? Actually, that's it. I think that's the camera I got. Nope, not that one.
This is This is an R6.
R6. No, I don't have that one. I think I have that one. No?
Nope, this is an R6. This just has a different lens on it. It's not the happiest lens. It's an okay lens. I rented this one.
That's serious stuff, though. Like, okay, tell me about that other lens. That thing is like a giant eyeball. It reminds me of.
This is for any photographer out there, or budding photographer, I should say, invest in your glass first. This is what matters. Get this later. Invest in this first. I wish somebody had told me that.
Well, so the lens is probably what? That's probably like a couple $1,000 for that lens?
Oh, yeah.
And
this
the camera.
24-70 has image stabilizer. Oh, that's awful.
And that could do not just only great photos, but it can do great videos too, right?
Oh, yeah. This whole camera is great at both.
At both, yeah.
I just don't utilize the video yet.
Now, what about, like, learning all the settings and stuff? Because I got the camera. Like, I got it, and I'm like, this is a nice camera, but I just don't know how to, like...
YouTube. No, really. Okay, so it's just like anything else. People will have the camera and be like, oh, it takes great pictures, but if you don't have the knowledge how to work it, is it going to help you?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of funny when people are like, oh, I have that same camera. I'm like, do you know how to use it? No.
Right.
It's just
kind of like... It's kind of like this. It's like, okay, so you're... you spend $50,000 on building an amazing kitchen. You got one of those, like, phenomenal kitchens. That does not make you a chef.
No, it doesn't. It's a tool.
Yeah.
And there are amazing photos that people can do with an iPhone, but can most people take amazing photos with their iPhone? Not really.
Yeah.
Not unless they've invested the time
to
learn.
Yeah, there's, like, a commercial. I love that you're bringing this up. There's, like, a commercial of... this amazing like video, right? Mm-hmm. This amazing shot, like all this different angles and this, that, and the other, and like someone snowboarding and like slow motion, like all this animation going on and stuff. And then and then it was like at the end, it's like shot with the iPhone, mm-hmm. right? And that was mm-hmm. an iPhone commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you're not going to do that. The average Joe Schmo is never going to get that kind of camera, that video out of that.
They just need to put in the time, just like anything. Yeah. It takes time. And people want the knowledge like now, and they don't want to take the time to fail first.
Oh, say that again?
You need to take the time to fail first. You got to, like anything you do, if you want to be good at it, like I want to be good at spelling, but have I taken the time to do that?
Are you saying you can't spell?
I can't spell. I'm a creative speller, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with myself, and I'm gonna someday I'll
I can
care enough to try.
I can appreciate that because I can't read either. You know what I'm saying?
You can't read.
No, I can't read. That's no, too bad. I mispronunciate. See, I mispronunciate pronunciation. Pronounce. I can't even say what that is.
You own it.
I mess up words. People will come on the show, and I'm like messing their name all up. Yeah, it's bad.
You know what? But you human. Ye human.
I also don't care.
I don't know what I just said.
You human. No, I just don't care so much. People are like, hey, you have a typo in your post. I'm like, I don't care. Thanks for the comment. Cling. You actually just boosted it a little bit more. Appreciate you. Bing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Typos are a great thing because people like to comment on it. Hey, you know you have a typo.
Any kind of attention is good attention, even if it's bad attention.
Yeah, I mean, you know, where attention goes, money flows.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Where attention goes, money flows.
I like it.
You like that? I like you. You are so much fun. Like, I like people who can enjoy just having a great conversation and just being themselves.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're pretty
you
cool
need
yourself.
A podcast.
Okay. cool. That's another thing I need to learn.
No, it's not.
It's not?
It's not. No, it's not.
Okay. Are you local to Dallas?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So
yeah. You need a podcast.
I'll come and hang out with you and learn.
Let me show you
ropes,
how easy
how,
a podcast
that's how
is.
I roll.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want because we're talking about camera and we're talking about photographer and video, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the same thing. So with a podcast, you could do audio,
mm-hmm.
right? Would be to me that's kind of like the picture,
mm-hmm.
right? And then video, mm-hmm. right? So you kind of have both worlds too, audio and video. Mm-hmm. You can put them together,
mm-hmm.
or you can separate them, however right. you want to do it.
Right.
So if you don't want to be in front of the camera and learn all the lights, camera, action stuff, you don't have to
all
do
all of that.
You know all that.
Yeah.
So this should be super easy for you.
I don't know the microphone.
The microphone is the easiest part. Let me tell you, this is the easiest part. Okay.
Rock on.
This is $100.
Okay.
Okay.
Rock
this
on.
Is like $20. Like a little cable. It's a XLR cable.
I like the boom.
Right. Oh, cool. These are awesome. These are amazing. And then you plug it into a mixer called, I use a Rodecaster. That's actually what we're using here today. It's called a Rodecaster Pro. Mm-hmm. Just plug that sucker in.
That was a good one.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
It's super easy. It's not that difficult. Like this is, and then you just, for me, the more challenging part is like here with their setup. Okay. Obviously they got multiple camera angles. They got the lighting. They got they're putting all of it together.
Sure.
Which is, that's the more challenging part. But if you're just wanting to do a podcast, there's multiple ways to do it. You can even do it using tools from your computer.
That's true, and I know how to light up my computer, so
yeah, you can use there's a tool out there called Restream.
I knew about Restream.
Yep, Restream. Mm-hmm. You can do that, and you can do them live if you want to do them live, or not do them live if you don't want to do them live, but however you want to do it. But yeah, you need a podcast.
Okay.
Because you have an amazing personality.
Thank you.
Yeah, you
I
do
appreciate it,
and the world needs to see it, and the world needs to know about what you do. And that freaking hookup you got there. You got some sweet equipment, and you make some awesome photos. And I'm gonna be,
thank you.
I'm gonna be giving you some work because I need some more of what you do.
Sweet.
You feel me?
I would love to do it. I would love to do it. Maker's Gym. Have you ever been to the Maker's Gym?
Maker's Gym?
Yeah, in Frisco.
No. Uh-uh.
They have podcasting and they have studios and everything there. So maybe I'll go there.
Oh, it's here in Frisco?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay,
Maker's
I'm gonna
Gym,
check it out.
Off Main.
All right, I'm going to check them out. So where we are recording is Real News PR. They set us up. They're out of Dallas, and they've got about, I don't know, 10, 15 studios, something like that. And they're sponsoring this event and put all this together. And there's cool. actually a guy behind the scenes right now. His name's Wyme, and he's freaking mad scientist with this stuff. Like, I love talented people, and he's freaking talented. You're freaking talented.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome, and I
you're
just appreciate
you. You're
a great
interviewer.
You. Oh, well, thanks.
Well appreciate done, it. My friend.
Well, appreciate you. Guys, that's the show. It's all about who you know and a little bit of cash flow.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about who you know.